Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Joining me in studio today is two ladies with the Autism Society of Wood Buffalo. We have Community Ambassador Nicole Spring and Board Director and Interim Secretary Carla Power. How are you ladies doing today?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
So, of course, you ladies and the rest of your organization are very, very busy throughout the entire year, but April is a special month when it comes to your Autism Society, as April is Autism Awareness Month. Before we get into all that and all the events that you have coming up throughout this month, just for those who don't know, what is the Autism Society? Society of Wood Buffalo, and what do you guys do here in our community?
So the Autism Society is a grassroots organization that started as a support group and in the past 2 years has evolved into a working society with a volunteer board of directors. And we strive to accommodate a support network that fosters an inclusive community by providing information, supports, awareness, and programs to all of those in our community with ASD and other barriers. So basically, even though we are the Autism Society, our doors and our programs and services are open to anybody that is has a disability or is experienced barriers in the community.
And I don't know if this is part of your story as well, but I know I've spoken with some other people from the Autism Society in the past, and the organization kind of grew after the wildfire when people were evacuated and saw what services other communities had, and you wanted to help bring more services here to our region. Is that right?
Definitely, and that was the point. That was the growth point from moving from a support group mm-hmm. to a society, and exactly that. When everybody was scattered, they looked at the communities where they settled and said, look what we have. And at that point, unfortunately, we did have families that didn't return because of that. Mm-hmm. And the families that did return that had been involved in the support group said, we need this here and we need this in our homes. So they are the driving force of what we are doing and of the message we're trying to spread and the work that we continue to do.
So have you grown from the point where you were a support group now as a society? What have you done within this time?
So one of the main pieces was getting an actual office space,
of course,
so
yeah.
that people could come to us, that we could start to offer very simple things in the beginning, you know, our monthly board meetings, one-on-one supports. At the time, we had a lending shelf that families could come down and try out some different sensory items or resources that were on the shelf. And that slowly grew to offering individual programs. So we have some programs going in the community, one with Support for Mom Society and Boys and Girls Club. So we offer a social kind of program that we do on Sundays, a semi-structured program to get kids together. We've started a social respite program for some of our older youth, and we are hoping to be expanding that to 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. We have and strive to have monthly information meetings for families and for parents, from everything from, you know, behavior to feeding issues to financial information,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, and as well as having somebody in the office that can not only connect with individuals, but start to connect with the community, because that is one of the gaps that was definitely seen, was that Fort McMurray has some amazing programs and they have some amazing organizations, mm-hmm. but we feel that everybody needs a little bit of help and a little bit more education and awareness on how to make their events and their programs and their services more inclusive, so that everybody can be included and feel comfortable accessing them.
And is one of the challenges when you discuss which kind of programs and services to offer, is one of the challenges because autism, it is on a spectrum, so it's a wide variety of how a person, how it affects a person, right? So is that challenging to decide which programs will target one area of the spectrum and not another?
that's a challenge for us putting on our own programs, let alone accessing and working with other organizations, because it exactly is that. Autism is a spectrum disorder, and one of our favorite quotes at the Society is by Stephen Shore: if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism.
Right.
Everybody experiences things differently. They, you know, somebody who experiences, say, a concert, that could be very stimulating and exciting for them, where somebody else might not be able to handle that, right down to the lights or the smells in a grocery store, that experience might be too much for an individual. And because a lot of times autism, you can't look at an individual and say there's something there. The biggest worry that parents have and people have being out in the community is the look. If you talk to a parent of an individual on the spectrum, they're worried about that look. If a meltdown ensues, if there's a sensory regulation overload, it's disheartening for those parents. So that's where the education and the awareness, so that instead of next time a mom's in a grocery store and their kiddo's maybe having a meltdown, so instead of somebody else giving them the look, they might offer some assistance and have a little bit more understanding and compassion.
So in addition to the education and awareness and some of the programs that you offer, what else would you like to bring to the community? Is there a big goal in mind?
Obviously, we would love to increase specialized services. That capacity, it's a vision, it's a goal, it's down the road. But right now, there is a lot in this community, and the capacity that we're working in, realistically, what we can do is connect and make those programs inclusive. We already have a lot of businesses that have stepped up and have sensory sensitive events, you know, on their own. Color Me Mine has put on some sensory sensitive events. We have the Landmark does, you know, sensory sensitive movies. The Aim High Jump Park, they offer sensory sensitive. When we've worked for specific events at Peter Palm Mall, sensory sensitive photos and Easter egg hunts, and so working in a capacity where we can make change now, because change has to happen now, it's just working with what we have, because everybody can be included and be a part. We just might have to make a few minor adjustments to what's happening, or add a little space, add a quiet spot, and add understanding.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to get more into Autism Awareness Month and all the events that are coming up. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and you're listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. If you're just tuning into the show today, once again, joining me in studio is two ladies from the Autism Society of Wood Buffalo, Nicole Spring and Carla Power. April is Autism Awareness Month. You ladies have a bunch of events, or your organization has a bunch of events coming up throughout April. But just to, before we get into that, just what is the idea behind Autism Awareness Month?
Autism Awareness Month is simply bringing awareness about the spectrum, about the disorder. It's starting a conversation. It is introducing what autism specifically means to you or looks like to a specific individual. So to kick off the month, our first two big events, one that's already going, is our social media campaign, hashtag Meet My Person. And we're encouraging everybody to put up a picture of their special someone and introduce them to us. Make sure you tag us at AutismRMWB using the hashtag Meet My Person, and hopefully that will, people will see that. As well as tomorrow being Autism Awareness Day, National Autism Awareness Day, we're encouraging people to go blue for autism. You don't have to choose blue. There's a lot of symbols and other colors and that relate to autism. We want you to do you. All we're asking is to start a conversation. Let people know why you've chosen to wear blue, or why you have a puzzle piece on your shirt, or why you might be wearing red, because it's not about the symbol or the color. It's about the information that we're spreading and the education that we're giving people about it.
What is something that you would like people to know about autism, or maybe some of the biggest misconceptions?
For me,
just that it is a spectrum, and it does look different in every individual. Mm-hmm. So just because an individual might be nonverbal, let's say, it doesn't mean that they can't be included in activities. So you can still speak to a nonverbal person. You can use words and they may be able to understand you, or, you know, picture cards or sign language. Mm-hmm. There are ways around communicating with people who are nonverbal, and you just have to take the time to learn their language, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that really resonates with me.
And for me, it's the biggest misconception or myth, if you want to say, is that people with ASD don't want friends. They want to be by themselves, which is untrue. Mm-hmm. Autism spectrum disorder is a social communication disorder, first and foremost. And if we don't have the tools to know how to make those friendships, it's up to everybody else. A friendship and a social connection may look different, but they still want that connection. They still want that personal connection, and they definitely feel and have deep emotion. They actually, a lot of individuals that I've met and that I know that are part of my life, feel deep, more deep. Deeply. They feel their emotions so much more.
Yeah.
And it sometimes is easier for them to step away, but it doesn't mean they don't want that connection.
Right, exactly. And like we said earlier, it is such a big spectrum, right? So you may, and you said, what's the quote? You meet one person with autism, you've met one person with autism, right? So that's where the challenge is for the general public who aren't aware or don't know much about it. That's where it can be difficult for them, right? Because they don't know. It's just, there's just so many different varying degrees.
Definitely. There's no box it fits in, which makes it hard.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some other events that you have coming up for Autism Awareness Month?
Okay, so tomorrow, down at Sunny Salon in Peter Pond Mall, he has offered to put blue streaks in people's hair. So you can go down, get a blue extension put in, and make a donation. And the whole donation will go directly to our society, which will help run programs in the future. Go on down to Sunny Salon tomorrow all day that he's open. Do you know the hours, Nicole?
10 to 7.
10 to 7, and you can get a blue streak put in your hair.
Awesome.
Also, this Saturday, we're hosting a benefit concert, and we're calling it the Autism Awareness Benefit Concert, because along with some wonderful performers, we're also going to be feeding the audience some information while they're there, and showing some videos and talking about some of our campaigns. So that's happening from 2 to 4 on Saturday, April 6th at the Unifor Building.
Mm-hmm.
Entry is by donation. You don't need to purchase a ticket, and it is a family-friendly event. You can bring the whole family. Doors will be open at 1:30. Besides all the performers that are lined up, we'll also be having a silent auction. We're going to be selling our 50-50 tickets, and we're going to have some autism awareness swag to purchase, including some beautiful Stella and Dot bracelets. One of our local Stella and Dot sellers, Kristen Leonard, has offered to come down and sell some of her products, with some of the proceeds going towards the society. And we'll also be having Russell Thomas present, doing a live painting. He wants to paint as we perform, and he'll be auctioning off that painting on his art page later on.
And like we were talking about on the morning show, maybe one of the last opportunities you can see him perform live in person, or paint live in person, because he will be leaving the community.
Yes, mm-hmm. it's quite a loss, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm most excited about for this concert is the finale at the end. So I really encourage you to stay until the end, because all of our performers have been working hard on a special piece, and along with some of our families, mm-hmm. So some of our special needs families and their kids will be joining the performers on stage.
Oh, awesome.
And we're going to present a piece in two forms. So I won't let out the secret quite yet, but it'll be an experience, that's for sure. So we encourage you to come down to the benefit concert Saturday, April 6th, 2 to 4 at the Unifor Building. And then the very next day, we're hosting a toonie swim at McDonald Island Park. So you can come down during regular swimming hours, and you pay us $2 at the table. We give you your wristband, and you get to enjoy the pool for just a mere $2. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're hoping to see lots of families out for that event. And the last event I wanted to talk about is, it's a month-long event, actually. It's more of a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's called the Rockathon. So we have challenged businesses and schools in our community to participate in a Rockathon. So the whole idea is they're going to find a rocking chair, set a goal, how many hours they want to rock for that month, and then set a donation goal, if possible. It's more about the awareness than the actual, the donation piece. And basically what we want is for people to experience an activity that helps regulate some of our friends on the spectrum. So rocking is a really therapeutic activity. It helps excite some people. It helps calm down other people. My son in particular, he is 3.5 going on 4.
Yeah.
We probably rock for an hour a day.
Well,
and that makes his day more successful.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just think of babies anyway. Even if they don't have autism, it's just a very soothing thing that we've been having done to us since we were born.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's a really, and so basically we want people to take the time and experience this activity and spread the awareness while they're at it. So actually, so far we have 9 teams signed up for the Rockathon.
Okay, which, nice.
So we're really excited about that. So we have 4 school teams. We have Christina Gordon School.
Right.
We have Timberley School along with the Christian School. They're in the same building, so they're on a team together. We have Westwood. And we also have Elsie Yannick. So those 4 schools have stepped up and they've accepted our challenge. Along with Fort McMurray Public School District office, they have also joined a team. And the only thing they were lacking were the chairs. So we reached out to a local company, Harris Furniture, and they have lent 2 beautiful rockers for the month of April to the FMPSD office. So we thank Harris Furniture for making that possible. Alberta Health Services, they've entered a team. The Hub, McMahon, and Jolly Jays has entered a team. And Jolly Jays kind of has a twist on how they're participating in the Rockathon. So instead of rocking in a rocking chair, they've designated one of their rides. So I'm calling him the Big Blue Button. He's like a blue sailor kind of looking guy. And he has like a little hat. He's right in the front door.
Yeah.
He's currently decorated with puzzle pieces and posters from the Autism Society. And the deal is, if you go down to Jolly Jays on the weekends in April and you ride on that ride, it's a $1 for a ride. 50 cents goes to the Autism Society every time somebody rides in that ride. So
awesome.
I know my family's going to be making lots of trips to Jolly Jays in April and checking out the ride. So we're really appreciative of all the businesses and the schools that have already stepped up. It's not too late. If you want to join a team, you can reach out to us on our webpage and we can certainly direct you to how you get started and things like that. We're
lots
really excited.
Yeah. So with the rocking chair contest, because I want to take part and I'm competitive and I need to know all the rules, is it each person, do they combine their hours, their time?
Yeah, so you would join as a team. So radio station would go in together or the everybody in the building.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll send out an email later.
Excellent. I'm hoping we'll get another team.
So, of course, like we said, holding these events is to raise awareness about autism and your organization, but ultimately it also helps your organization continue to provide and improve services for those living and families living with members who have autism, right? So it's to help keep you going.
It definitely is. It keeps the fundraising efforts that we do and that our board of directors partakes in, it keeps our lights on, and it keeps us connected. So one of my most proud projects that we have been able to do through and because of these types of fundraising is our Missing Piece project, which started out as a resource bin that we had created for some of our rural remote communities and has now expanded into a lending library where schools or organizations can borrow a kit that has books and videos, it has a USB with teacher's guides and printables, and they can take that back and utilize it within their classroom or within their groups to raise awareness and to educate a little bit more. That also allows myself as the ambassador to come if you would like and do a presentation or to do a little bit of training and help people. I've helped some organizations with providing a sensory area and what that means and what might have to go into that. It's helped us to be able to get out and connect with interagencies groups so that I can connect with those communities. And that's that big piece right there is where a lot of our fundraising efforts go to, is to ensure that we can provide those programs, the information sessions, and to provide assistance to people if they need it. You know, if they need to try a sensory item, a wiggle cushion, and they don't know if it's going to work, well, we can lend you one if it works for you, because sometimes those sensory items are expensive,
right?
To go out and have to buy them for them to not work,
right?
So those are some of the big pieces that we have, and again, we do want to increase our programming, and we do want to increase programming for adults in our community. That is our next goal moving forward. And that takes a few things. It takes people. We are a working volunteer board of seven people, and
it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work when people have a lot of other commitments as well, but everybody is extremely driven to make this happen. So, you know, that's another area people can get involved in, and they can volunteer at our events, or if they want more information, they can join our board and help us with these exciting goals.
Perfect. And we're going to take a quick break, but we'll give you all that information and who you need to contact and where to go if you want more information on the programs. We'll be right back after these commercials.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Once again, we are chatting with Nicole and Carla with the Autism Society of Wood Buffalo, talking about Autism Awareness Month, and tomorrow is Autism Awareness Day. And you were talking about all the programs and events that you have coming up. If people want more information, where do they go to find it?
They can go to our website at autismrmwb.org. Follow us on social media at AutismRMWB. We definitely, I will say that our Facebook page, everything that we do, there's an event created. Or they can reach out and email admin@autismrmwb.org, and we will connect you with whatever you need.
Perfect. Well, is there anything else that either of you would like to add before we go?
I have to say thank you to our community. That's one thing that Fort McMurray never ceases to amaze me with, their generosity and support. We had royalty jump on and do a t-shirt campaign. You see,
yeah, they're awesome. Yeah.
Carla's t-shirts. Yeah. So she jumped on with us and did that. We have a local participant who's going to be running in the Boston Marathon, Blake Crosley. And as part of his journey to Boston, he kind of started Boston for Kids. And he has a few initiatives that he's running for and that he was raising money and awareness for. And one of them was and is autism. So if you haven't connected with Blake, check out his pages, Boston for Kids, his personal page, and check out his journey. It's initiatives like that that people take on their own that really help us grow.
And that's coming up soon as well, Boston Marathon.
Yeah, he'll be running in April, which is perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining me in studio today. Much appreciated, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is our show for today. We will be back again tomorrow from noon to 12:30 right here on Mix 103.7. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and you've been listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.